are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining me first up this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to have you here today. And
nice to be here. And I hope that everyone had an opportunity to look at the beautiful morning sky. It was just absolutely gorgeous. You know, the unfortunately, it's smoke that gives us those beautiful colors.
Right. Right.
But it is, the colors are just gorgeous.
Absolutely. So take advantage of those times when you're up
right,
early.
Right, right. Get up.
Unfortunately, I miss those.
I'll bet you do.
But that's why I enjoy the sunsets.
Well, that's true. You don't have much of a morning view in here.
Unfortunately not. We'll have to work on that. Maybe knock out Jody's newsroom and put a big plate glass window
there.
There you go. But we want to talk about a few things. There's a lot going on. First up, the Cedar Hill Cemetery.
Right. I think it was last December that we reappointed people to the board. It had been inactive for a lot of years, and it is such a beautiful historic place, and there were things that we wanted to do, and so reappointed a wonderful board that is extremely interested and dedicated to maintaining the history and and maintaining the condition of that cemetery. And so now they've been working for 6 months or more and have come to us come to the council with a recommendation to reopen sale of the plots because they have a good idea of what plots are available now. And also they are going to recommend, and this I get asked this more frequently than you would think, they are going to recommend all kinds of burials, cremations, regular burials, and green burials. Okay. And I have been asked about that several times. So if you are interested in buying a plot or just looking at them and seeing what's available, one of the board members will walk you around and show you what's available. I think a plot of 8 graves will sell for about $300. And there are smaller plots that would be appropriate for fewer graves or cremations.
Okay.
And so, and then once that is done, then you'll come to the city of Fort Pierre and make the purchase, and it's that easy.
All right. So some good information there for folks to know about.
It is.
Definitely.
It is such a... Have you been up there?
I have not.
Oh, you need to do that. It is such a gorgeous place. And Jody is nodding her head because she's a fan of that place. And it has such amazing history. So it is, and the one thing that they are going to work on, the board is going to work on, is a self-guided walking tour so that people can walk through and get a feel of the history. There are graves up there from the Civil War. There are headstones so old they are wood.
Wow.
There are bank robbers, and there are heroes, and there are entire families, and just awesome history.
It sounds like it. So, yeah, we'll stay updated on that walking tour that may be coming down the line. So that is great.
Yes.
Lots of events coming up.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Starting off this Saturday, it's the 25th Sterling Family Memorial Ranch Rodeo. I mean, my goodness, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is, and that is a fun event. And the Sterling family, I've known, actually I babysat some of the Sterling family. So,
oh, wow.
So I've known them a long, long time.
Yeah.
I knew Dick and Nancy when they were raising that family, that big family. And this ranch rodeo is in honor of Dick, their dad, who died of cancer a number of years ago. It's been over 25 because they didn't start it until after he had died. And so what they do is raise money. Everything they raise goes to help what they call cancer warriors. And so it doesn't require anything, but somebody can submit your name and say, this family is in need of help. And it's as simple as that. And
right.
So it's a wonderful cause. It's a great family. And it's a fun event.
It sure is. So don't miss out on that this Saturday. Coming down the line, the last weekend of the month, which will be here pretty quick, is the Indian Relays, the championships.
The national champion of champions. And this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. And it will begin on Friday the 23rd, I think that's right, at 3 o'clock. And then the performances will start at 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And so 3 days of performances and just incredible entertainment. It is so exciting.
Yeah, from what I've looked at some things on their Facebook page, and it does. It looks like it's going to be a great event for everybody to come on out to.
It is. We're going to have a whole community full of people. They're right. Expecting a big crowd.
That is great. And continuing with the horses, the horse races are just around the corner,
we
too.
We do love our horses, don't we?
We sure do.
We do, yes. And then horse races, the first weekend in October, the first and second. And that's always, you know, that's a traditional event in Fort Pierre. And so happy that Shane Cramie and his team work so hard to keep it going.
Yeah, they do a fantastic job. It's just another wonderful event for us to enjoy.
It is.
So is there anything else we want to talk about this morning?
Well, and then we'll talk about our last first Thursday in October.
Right.
So we'll talk about that another time. But thank you so much for the opportunity to promote Fort Pierre. I love it.
We always love having you over here. There's always so much happening in Fort Pierre.
Always.
Appreciate the visit.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. There's Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning from Fort Pierre here on People in Your Neighborhood. Also joining us this morning, we have Lindy Garretts here for Fort Pierre Tourism. How are you, Lindy?
Rolling right in.
Boy, it's been a little while.
It has been a while.
But it's good to see you here.
Nice to see you as well. Thanks for having me.
And boy, you've got, Rooster Rush is a big tradition in the area. And you have got a cool new event that you want to have people come out to.
Really cool. Yes. So Fort Pierre Tourism is teaming up with South Dakota Missouri River Tourism, as well as Visit Pierre, to host a Ringneck Roundup Rooster Rush 2022 welcome event.
There you go. Look at that. You got it in. Good job. You've been practicing back there, haven't you?
I really have. Yeah. The event is Friday, October 14th. We're hosting it at Dakota Spirits Distillery, which is out on Airport Road, mm-hmm. from 3 to 10 on that Friday night, welcoming in hunters that will be flying into the airport, but also welcoming the community, because we want to show everyone coming in our South Dakota hospitality.
Yeah, and that's the great thing. That's what it's about, welcoming the hunters who mm-hmm. they know this is a great place to hunt.
They do.
And for the public to come out and, interact with some of these folks and welcome, and it's just going to be a great time.
Yeah, and if you've never been to the distillery, it is really cool, and they will be doing free tours and free samples, and I'm not sure why you wouldn't stop out just for that.
Right.
But tours of the distillery, free samples, free snacks. We're hoping to have some Rooster Rush swag. And it's just going to be a really good night. We'll have some music of some sort and just come and go. It'll be really, really fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time. And we're going to keep, reminding people that it's going on because, as we have so many events going on, we don't want to forget this.
We don't, yeah. And, I think I'm really thinking, we're hoping that this is a great time for, like I said, for our community to get out and speak and just talk with some of the hunters that are coming in.
Right.
Maybe they'll be able to share another restaurant that the guys could go to, or they could talk about their previous hunts or something like that. And we think just bringing that community together will be really fun.
Yeah, it should be a great time and hopefully a kickoff to a great annual event, because this would be great for, the hunters coming in to have this, welcoming. It's just, and that's what we like to do.
Absolutely, yes. And we do have a lot of sponsors for the event. We're mm-hmm. finalizing a couple of them, so we'll talk about those upcoming radio spots with you. But also we're already thankful to have River City Transit doing free rides from 6 to 10. We'll be laying out where those pick up and drop off locations are as well, so that community and hunters don't have to worry about driving to the event and then driving home after those samples.
Absolutely. So that's a great addition to the event. And like you said, as we get closer, more things will be added to what's going to be going on. But
yes,
put this on the calendar.
Save the date. This is happening. And if you want to read a little bit more about it, you can go to the Facebook event either with @VisitFortPierre or @VisitPierreSD. We've got information. We're sharing, co-hosting that event. There's a lot of information there. We'll continue adding over the next couple of weeks, but you said it. Mark Friday the 14th of October, 3 to 10 p.m. at Dakota Spirits Distillery on Airport Road.
Fantastic. It's going to be a good one. Well, thank you for stopping in this morning, Lindy.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Let's see if I can catch some of that sunrise out there.
Absolutely. Enjoy that.
Thank you.
There is your Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate.